What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome back to our show, hour number two. We're going to take two more phone calls, and then we're going to close the lines for a while for the lovely lady Claire. So let's go to Joe in Tennessee. Hello, Joe. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. You know, yesterday I was talking about Trump and how we all knew they were going to cheat, and hopefully he took countermeasures. And with this Steve Pachenik story about the watermarks from the ballots, it's very interesting. And I think one of two things is possible here. One is that they actually did it, and they're letting Steve Pachenik mention it so that they can they won't call the elections, because any state that's figuring to go along with this fraud might be getting a little cold feet, knowing that there might be some serious problems here. And the other thing they might have done is it could just be made up, but they're putting it out, and then they're tracking the signal intelligence and the monitoring the communications between the corrupt individuals involved. So yes. I think this is really showing itself as an intelligence, attempted intelligence coup by the CIA deep staters. You know, the Norm Eisen, the guy that runs the color revolutions, and then yes. the Patriot side with the Q and the probably Army Intelligence, General Flynn's groups. It's really a high-level game that's going on here, and it's very exciting, actually.
Yes. And well, I'm not sure exciting is the word. I mean, we're talking about our nation here and whether it's going to survive.
Well, I know, but, I mean, it's bringing things to a head. I mean, you, for instance, always talk about how we need election integrity and everything. After this election, if Trump does pull it off, and it was, you know, by they get all these corrupt bastards because of the watermarks on the ballot, there'll definitely be a big push for some kind of blockchain voting or some kind of thing, so this never happens again. So Fox calling Arizona might be one of the best things that ever happened for this country, you know.
If Trump pulls this off, I'm going up to Washington, D.C., and I'm going to pound on that door of the White House and say, look, Donald, you know, it's time to fix this mess.
Oh, he's going to, it might be part of the whole, you know, trickery. I mean, they knew it was coming. Everybody knew they were going to cheat. So he had to have taken countermeasures. If he didn't, I'd fire him for dereliction of duty. And, one other thing is that I noticed that the guy running the war room for the Democrats, his name is Bauer. And I don't know if many people know it, but that's the Rothschild name before they changed it to Rothschild. Mm-hmm. So the Bowers are, you know, some of them might be illegitimate children of Rothschilds or just real Rothschilds.
Oh, we don't need to go there. We don't need to go there.
It's interesting. I like looking at stuff like that stands out to me, you know, because it's just interesting that's the guy running the coup. Him and Norm Eisen. Anyway, I'll leave it at that, Mike. Have a good weekend, and say hello to Claire for me.
Well, she's sitting right here and listening to you, and thank you for the phone call. We're going to take one more phone call, then we're going to close the phone lines for the lovely lady Claire. So let's go to Peter in Los Angeles. Hello, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I hope Joe's right. I'm very skeptical, but I hope he's right about this setup thing. Listen, the President of the United States is getting cut off by even NPR, which is partly government-funded, right? He's getting cut off by the networks. He can't get on Facebook or LinkedIn, or he can't get on Twitter. I mean, he's been expunged. The point I want to make here, Mike, is that how, if he needs our support badly, and if he needs mass support to counter the bully boys that have been set up by the CIA and Soros and the Democratic Party, Antifa and Black Lives Matter and so on, how is he going to get the word out when he can't even get on TV? Which leaves the only question is possibly martial law. And by the way, would the Joe Snuffy private E2, would he obey when everything on TV and everything on Twitter and everything on Facebook and everything else is telling him how evil Trump is and how he shouldn't do it? So I'm not even sure that'll work. But I did want to say I sent to you something that I got through, I think the Tea Party sent out, where the red string, would you be willing to show up at a demonstration or something in support? I sent that to you. You might want to put it on there. And it says where to get rallies. And because I don't know how this guy can get out of this, because he can't even get on TV.
No, it's absolutely shameful that the president of the United States of America is literally being censored by these private corporations. And again, if Trump is able to pull this off and he's able to get the Supreme Court to throw out the obviously illegal ballots, then I expect him to come back. I hope he's going to come back and put on those presidential brass knuckles like we expected him to do in 2017. You know, and get some of these changes made here, because frankly, this nation is not going to survive much longer with this kind of nonsense. I mean, other nations around the world are openly saying it's obvious the United States is decaying, it's in decline, and we're not going to be here much longer, which, of course, has been my opinion for quite some time.
And Mike, how long have I been saying? Who controls the media? Who controls the banks? And what can't you accomplish if you can print money out of nothing and never be audited? Anything could be done, including what we're seeing right in front of our eyes.
That's been the biggest fraud. It's been perpetrated. Printing money out of thin air and loaning it at interest is the biggest fraud ever perpetrated on the human race, and they've been doing it for 300 years.
And if you can buy up the Congress, you can buy up the DAs and the prosecutors, you can hire your private army, you can suborn the CIA. You can do anything if you can print money out of nothing and never get audited. But I've been saying it forever. That's who's behind all this. In the end, that's who these media people are, and the source of it is the money.
I was going to say, maybe that earlier caller was correct about the Protocols of Zion.
It looks to be truer and truer every year, huh? You know, but man, I mean, look who's doing this. Look who's doing this. But at any rate, just like Russiagate and the impeachment, who are all the key figures in that?
Yeah.
And all the newspapers that covered all that and megaphoned everything that all the phony documents the CIA put in. All of them. Look who owns them all. But at any rate, there we go, Mike. Please take a look at that and put that up so people can take a look and see how to register to be gotten in touch with, because the president can't get in touch with anybody.
No, so, but he can still do the email, and I get emails from his campaign all the time. I mean, huge, huge amounts and everything. So, I will look for that and make sure that gets put up at the top of the website. So, Peter, thank you very much for the phone call. The phone lines are closed for a while. We're probably going to open them a little bit later in the hour, but it's now time for this gorgeous creature sitting next to me, the lovely Lady Claire, to have her say.
Well, thank you, Michael. I appreciate that.
Okay.
And what I intend to do in this last hour is cover some articles that people might have missed with all the intense pressure of the problems with this election, and they are just multifold.
Yes.
The only thing I can say that my late grandfather used to say was, this election is looking more crooked than a dog's hind leg right now.
Absolutely.
Under a category, I would say, possibly shades of things to come here. A British woman has been threatened with a police visit for not downloading the NHS COVID tracking app. Now, this comes to us from Paul Joseph Watson via Summit News. And she said that she was threatened with a police visit if she did not download the NHS Coronavirus Track and Trace app. Now, there is an organization and a blog called lockdownskeptics.org, and it features this story of a lady from Skimpton who tested positive for COVID-19. And what does she do? The most logical thing in the world. She self-isolated.
Yes.
This was followed by in excess of 20 text messages demanding that she download the NHS app. Now, she did not do it. And, you know, she doesn't want to be followed around by it. And I can understand that. And she is doing the logical thing. She's self-isolating, so she can't infect anyone. She was then telephoned by the test and trace system, and the caller threatened her with a police check at your address if you do not download the app. Now, she ended the phone call and utterly furious and is waiting to see what happens next.
Yes.
And the irony of this is this NHS track and trace app is completely voluntary. And right now, no British authorities have grounds to enforce its adoption legally. And it's just an example of how people who are both bureaucrats and control freaks are simply inventing laws and justifying the intimidation by means of coronavirus hysteria. Now, they seem to be deploying what could be called a more draconian crackdown measures as more stringent lockdown measures are reintroduced.
Well, we had a caller from Berlin who was saying it's turned into a ghost town there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, this includes cases where police are quizzing people on what they're about to purchase before they enter a grocery store. I would say that was that Brit's business and probably no one else's.
I would agree there. You know, officer, I'm buying a bottle of vodka and a bunch of porn mags.
Okay. And so as of last night, England has entered yet another debilitating nationwide lockdown that is going to last until at least December 1st. Mike, this is so dysfunctional, I can barely get my head around. And this from the country which gave the world the Magna Carta? Oh,
absolutely here. But yeah. I mean, it is shut down. They didn't even have their bonfires for Guy Fawkes Day yesterday.
Yeah.
And the real pain of all of this is supposedly the track and trace system is full of bugs and it doesn't really work all that well.
That's really unfortunate for the
lowest
British
bidder.
People. Yeah, of course.
Yep.
And speaking of which, the UK has just decreed the protests of more than two people are now illegal.
We protest.
We do. Peacefully, but we do.
Yes.
Now, I've got to wonder just what kind of legislation the British Parliament is going to pass very quietly before people get wind of what's going on and they can't protest. I wonder what that's going to be.
It's definitely, the whole world is turning into a giant dictatorship, and maybe that's part of the globalists' plan. Maybe George Orwell was right, and we've just arrived a little later than 1984.
Yes, Lord, please make George Orwell fiction again.
I'm just
saying.
Yes, absolutely.
Little prayer there.
Actually, he wrote the book as a warning, not as an instruction manual.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And apparently, this conflict in Nagorno-Karabakh is getting worse and worse. This came to us from South Front. And apparently, the Turkish military, I love the way this is written, continues to demonstrate its non-involvement in the war with Armenia in the Nagorno-Karabakh region. On 4 November, the Defense Ministry of Turkey announced that Azerbaijani forces had shot down one more Armenian Su-25 warplane in the conflict zone. Thus, they claim the number of downed Armenian warplanes has reached 7. There's only one little teensy-tiny problem with this. Azerbaijan itself did not claim such an incident when the Turkish Defense Ministry made its statement. So somehow it seems like Ankara knows a lot more about what the Azerbaijani forces are doing, who are allegedly alone against the mighty Armenian aggressors.
Well, I guess the Azerbaijanis didn't get the memo from Erdogan.
Yeah. And Mike, the moment the Turks hit Armenian territory proper, Russia's going to have to do something to save face if Armenia declares their defense pact with Russia operational.
Well, Russia's already committed that if Armenian territory is hit, that they're going to come on in with full support.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is hanging on the edge of a regional war.
Yeah. And in a related story, there has been reported massive heavy shelling in Nagorno-Karabakh. Thousands have been killed since September 27th, and sources have told Reuters that Nagorno-Karabakh's capital city, Stepanakert, was bombarded by heavy shelling yesterday. And we've had three failed ceasefires and short-lived pledges by both sides to stop targeting residential areas and civilians, but Mike, it's still going on.
No, the last ceasefire lasted exactly 1 hour.
Yeah. And the nonprofit group Reporters Without Borders called on the UN and Azerbaijan to allow the evacuation of civilians, including a group of 80 journalists from Stepanakert. Two reporters who didn't want to be identified, and I can kind of understand why, said that the city was under very intense bombardment. Now, for their part, Azerbaijan has denied the reports and accused Armenian forces of shelling residential areas on the Azeri side of the battle. And they have been locked in very, very heavy fighting. Baku has been making gains and is calling for Armenia to withdraw its military from territories within Azerbaijan's internationally recognized borders. And apparently, Azerbaijani troops have been making some gains in the fighting and closing in on the city of Shushi in Nagorno-Karabakh, which is a very strategic lock point. And it's been said the president of the Republic of Artsakh, the name, the de facto name of Nagorno-Karabakh, said that whoever controls Shushi will control Artsakh.
Yes.
So, you know, I don't see that going away anytime soon.
Well, there's definitely some parties trying to keep this thing going, despite efforts at ceasefires and peace talks. And, you know, for peace to work, everybody's got to agree. But it takes, you know, only one person with a bomb or a piece of artillery to keep the fighting going.
I understand that the Azeris are using Israel cluster bomb munitions.
Yes, they are, which are supposed to be illegal.
Yeah, they're supposed to be banned.
Under international law.
Yeah.
And the real danger for those is the cluster munitions are brightly colored.
Yeah.
And, you know, they don't always explode right when the bomb is being used. They just lie on the ground there, and kids will think it's a toy or something.
Yeah.
And they'll pick it up, and they'll lose a hand, if not their life.
Yeah. Yeah, this is just pretty rough.
Yes, it is.
And getting back to the United States, police are now piloting a program in Jackson, Mississippi, to live stream Amazon Ring candles.
Cameras.
Cameras. I'm sorry. Thank you. And this
comes
to us. I
don't care if they live stream a candle.
I know. Okay. I'm sorry. Right. I am sorry. My dyslexia hit me.
Yes.
And this comes to us from Matt Guariglia via the EFF.org.
Electronic.
It's the other organization.
It's the other organization.
Yes.
My mistake.
Yes. Okay. And he starts this article by saying, this is not a drill, red alert. The police surveillance center in Jackson, Mississippi is going to be bringing about a 45-day pilot program to live stream the Amazon Ring cameras of participating residents. Now, apparently this organization has been warning people that the potential of misuse to undermine civil liberties of its users and communities is huge.
Yes.
And they have expressed that they're very concerned with Ring's 1,000-plus partnerships with local police departments, which allows this. It facilitates bulk footage requests directly from users without oversight or having to acquire a warrant.
Now, a lot of people are saying this is a good idea because you're going to see package stealers and you know, criminals approaching your door, but the downside is the police are getting a video record of you every time you leave your house or return home, and that's upsetting to a lot of people who still support the Fourth Amendment, and who have an instinct for a certain degree of privacy, as do I. Okay, we're gonna have to take another break for commercials here, and we're gonna be back with more news from the lovely lady Blair after these few words.
Thank you. so, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome back to our show here. And lovely Lady Claire, you have another story for us.
Yes, one that probably didn't get a whole lot of traction this last week.
Okay.
Apparently, Israeli official is warning of war with Iran if Biden returns to the P5+1 nuclear deal. Now, Biden has said that he's going to do this,
yes.
But the settlement minister warns it would lead to a violent confrontation, a war between Iran and Israel. Now, this person is Israel's settlement minister, Zaki Hanigbi, a member of the right-wing Likud party, made the comments on Wednesday night. And he was quoted as saying, Biden has said openly for a long time that he will go back to the nuclear agreement. I see that as something that will lead to a confrontation between Israel and Iran.
Well, we need to take a closer look at that because the whole point of the P5+1 deal is to prevent Iran from any kind of nuclear technology not allowed under the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, which both the United States and Iran have signed and ratified.
Yes.
What Israel wants is for the crushing sanctions to be maintained against Iran to continue to weaken them so that Israel has more control over the entire Middle East.
Yes, absolutely. Now, as most people who are listeners to the show understand, I didn't care a great deal for President Obama.
Yes.
But I do think that the 2015 nuclear deal was one of his finest accomplishments, to be honest with you. And I thought it was definitely a move in the right direction. And if Biden wants to reinstitute the deal, who is Israel to tell him he cannot?
Well, I think this is one of the reasons why, despite all the good things Trump did for Israel, Israel wants Biden to be the next president.
Yep.
They see him as being much more pliant and agreeable than even Trump was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there's gratitude for you, right?
Yeah. And here's a very interesting wrinkle. A Biden presidency would bring huge pressure on liberal Zionists from pro-BDS Jews. And it was the big news, Jewish world news, on Election Day. The Jewish community is overwhelmingly liberal and progressive. And secondly, 22%, Mike, I was astonished at these numbers.
Yes.
22% of Jews under 40 support boycott, divestment, and sanctions against Israel. And so what this means, if the inevitable comes to pass and there is a Biden presidency, we are about to see a very huge shift in the Israeli lobby, which is a Jewish communal institution. Apparently, the liberal Zionist group J Street, which fought Trump and Netanyahu at every turn, will take over as the centrist Israel lobby with a lot of friends in the Democratic Congress. AIPAC, which supported Netanyahu blindly and Trump quietly, will become more marginalized on the right.
Okay.
And with Trump gone, J Street will lose its right-wing boogeyman and find itself on the right side of a liberal Jewish discussion.
Okay.
Young left communal Jews who support Palestinian human rights are going to be demanding real action, not just lip service, to the two-state solution. So that could be a very interesting development.
It could be, but Israel's moving very, very rapidly to create a situation on the ground that would prevent a two-state solution. In fact, on Election Day, when Israel knew that we would not be looking, they went out. You already have this here?
Yes, I do. I do.
Pardon me for stealing your thunder.
No, no, no. No stealing, dear. We share.
Well, actually, this is not the story I was talking about, but apparently they did a massive bulldozing, rented lips, over in the West Bank, one of the largest demolitions that they've done in decades.
Yeah. And apparently, while we were watching election results, Israel decided to make 41 Palestinian kids homeless as the world was watching the U.S. election. And 11 families were just left scrambling after Israeli forces destroyed their village in the Jordan Valley. And this was, you know, the imaging just breaks your heart.
Okay.
And on the evening of Wednesday, 4 November, it was raining like heck over the Palestinian towns and villages of the occupied West Bank. It was the first storm of the winter season. As hundreds of thousands of Palestinians in the West Bank took cover, 11 families in the northern Jordan Valley were left to sleep under the open sky with nothing but a tarp for cover. And this Palestinian activist, Mohammed Shateya, made the observation, as the attention is focused on U.S. election 2020, the Israel government chose this evening to commit another crime, cover it up, to demolish 70 Palestinian structures, including homes.
Yes.
And this is just hours before a cold front ripped through the West Bank. Israeli forces demolished the Bedouin hamlet of Kirbet Humsa, home to 74 Palestinians, including 41 children, one as young as 3 months old. And they were about to have lunch when bulldozers arrived in the morning. Military jeeps and soldiers surrounded them. Aisha Abu Awad, 56, told Middle East Eye, as she cradled her three-month-old granddaughter, Gil.
Okay, well, we're going to have to take another break for commercials. And when we come back, we're going to open up the phone lines, and Claire's going to finish her story, and we're going to be okay.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website, by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
Welcome back to our show here, and the phone lines are full already, but before we take phone calls, Claire, you wanted to finish this story.
Yeah. Apparently, the Israeli military got there at about 11, and the lady being interviewed said, "Then they told us to start evacuating, and they began emptying all of our belongings outside, and military jeeps had arrived with a busload of workers from the Israeli Civil Administration, which is responsible for enforcing the Israeli government's policies, including home demolitions in the West Bank. And as armed soldiers and the civil administration workers emptied this gal's belongings outside her home into the soil of a hilltop, Abu Awad said she was absolutely humiliated."
And of course, under the rain, much of that's going to be destroyed anyway.
Oh, yeah. You know, yeah. And she said, "We stood there and we cried, but what could we do?" As she watched bulldozers tear down her home, her family's livestock pen, water tanks, as they all stood out in the rain. Meanwhile, Palestinian Prime Minister Mohammed Shatea accused Israel of timing the demolitions for Election Day in the U.S. when the world was distracted. And of course,
yes,
that's exactly why they did it.
Absolutely.
And, you know, can you imagine the devastation of being thrown out And again, this lady says, we are helpless against the occupation. The world is doing nothing to stop them. Now, according to human rights group B'Tselem, which, by the way, is a very creditable Israeli human rights. I have heard great things about them. The demolition in Kirbat Humsa comprised 18 tents and sheds that housed the families, 29 tents and sheds used as livestock enclosures, 3 storage sheds, 9 tents used as kitchens, 10 portable toilets, 10 livestock pens, 23 water containers, 2 solar panels, and watering troughs for their livestock. And apparently, B'Tselem is also reporting that the Israeli forces destroyed more than 30 tons of fodder for their livestock and confiscated a vehicle and 2 tractors belonging to 3 of the residents. How do people become non-human in the eyes of the Israelis? I think it's the
Israelis who are non-human. They certainly don't seem to have much in the way of any sense of compassion for their fellow human being.
No.
But again, as you point out, from their point of view, they're not dealing with human beings.
And that's
at the heart of their whole racist thing. So should we take some phone calls?
I think we should.
All right. We're going to take some phone calls now, starting with Marco in Alabama. Hello, Marco. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Michael. How are you? My name is Marco. I'm probably one of the younger callers that probably ever called this station. I mean, I was born in 1989.
Okay.
Basically, I'm just, I know it's Powhana Friday, and I know, you know, that everybody wants to be in a good mood and as best as they can, but I just feel so despondent, Michael, dude, about, you know, what's going on in this country.
I mean,
you know, to sit here and see, you know, when you call conservative radio stations, your local conservative radio stations, and you sit here and you can, when they keep saying, you know, where is the proof, you know, as it pertains to the voter fraud, and, you know, they just deny. They just deny, all of these underground reporters that do such a good job, and that because they're not sitting in a trailer putting on makeup and waiting for all of the rioting in Charlottesville dude to come over before they go on their well-lit platforms, you know, to tell us, you know, what's going on, doesn't mean, dude, that people, you know, are not credible, you know, journalists and all that stuff. I mean, I totally am a part of a generation where Fox News is irrelevant, CNN is irrelevant, MSNBC is irrelevant, ABC, NBC, CBS, irrelevant. And I get everything that I can from you guys, multiple sources of content creators, and just to sit here and see, dude, that our country is being stolen from us, dude, and mainstream normie conservatives, dude, are just perfectly cool with this. And they keep, one thing that I would like to ask everyone is, in 2016, when we elected Donald Trump, dude, was there really a reformation in the Republican Party? I mean, I just feel like I'm not even connected with conservatives, dude. Like, these people are on a total different planet than what I'm in. And I just feel so distraught, Michael.
Well, I certainly understand how you feel. I mean, this past week justifies substance abuse. And a lot of people are very upset. And you're absolutely right. In the corporate media, it doesn't matter if they're liberal or conservative. The orders have come down from on high. Cover up the Hunter Biden laptop story. Don't report any of the stories about massive election fraud from coast to coast. And the only way people are finding this stuff out is to come to the independent media, like Republic Broadcasting, and share information with each other using email. Which is still not being censored yet, but I'm sure they'll get around to it at some point. Biden has already said that if he becomes president, he's going to go after the independent media and shut us all down.
I just feel, Michael, dude, that, you know, even the conservatives, dude, are turning on us, dude. Like we are a different class of people, dude, because, you know, we get our news in variety. Because if you're hearing the same thing from all of the news, you know, the corporate, radio stations, the local radio stations, dude, they all have like a liberal parent company that owns them. So you're getting propagandized when you're hearing conflicts of narrative. And it is just so scary, dude, that, you know, to sit here and think, dude, that, you know, we all voted for Donald Trump, dude, because the elections of 2008 and 2012 were so bad that the Republican Party was just as dead, dude, as the Democrat Party, dude. And if it wasn't for Donald Trump, you know, I mean, I honestly believe, dude, that we have changed, but all of our gains are going to go nowhere, dude, and they're going to die, dude, with Donald Trump, dude, because the Republican Party was failing us. The Republicans, dude, would not stand up. There is no reason why Obama should have had two terms. And we're going back, dude, to this warmonger Bush era, you know, type of conservatism. Because, you know, basically,
when
you sit here and I was listening. Go ahead.
I said, we're going back to the neocons, which is why I call myself a paleocon.
I mean, I just feel like, you know, things, you know, within the Republican Party, dude, have changed. When we elected Donald Trump, you know, we became, you know, more inclusive. You know, we included liberals, dude, you know, into the party. And these liberals, dude, you know, they had ideas and they wanted to fight and all that stuff. I mean, one day, you know, I discovered you 4 years ago. I discovered mm-hmm. Alex Jones first. I mean, that is where, you know, my eyes started opening and I started having anxiety, dude, about what's really going on in this world and things
yes.
of that nature. But, you know, if it wasn't for Alex Jones, I would have never, you know, discovered you. I would have never discovered countless others and decided to start thinking for myself and things of this nature. And it just seems like, you know, the independent media listeners, you know, are so despondent, you know, but we're not going to cry, you know, like liberals or anything like that. But it just feels like all around us, dude, our countrymen won't fight, dude, that they're all in a zombie trance. And that, you know, basically they're bowing down due to this COVID stuff, dude, which is essentially, dude, you know, de facto martial law and,
yes.
and scanning QR codes, you know, instead of getting a menu when you know, dude, that they're using that, dude, to contact trace us. And these people, dude, are just not smart and they just don't want to believe it. And I'm just afraid, dude, that we're going to be the ones, dude, that are going to be ending up, dude, in the FEMA camps and all that.
Well, it's
will sell us out.
Well, again, my concern is that we and again, as I mentioned earlier in the show, the foreign press is looking at what's going on in this country and describing it as obvious signs of the decay and decline of the United States. And so I think we're definitely headed for a great fall. From all the corruption in the upper levels of our corporate and governmental structures. We're just going to have to ride it out. Times are going to be very, very tough. You know, they can't throw all the conservatives in FEMA camps. There's too many conservatives and not enough FEMA camps. But what they are going to try and do is go back to the golden days of the Cold War, where everybody listened to corporate media and believed what they were told. But I've talked to a lot of people. I've traded emails with a lot of people. And the sense I'm getting is that regardless of the illusions that the corporate media are putting out about people going along with all of this, it's not really happening. I'm seeing a lot of disgust out there. I'm viewing as a positive thing that we're going to come out of this crisis with the American people understanding how badly they have been bamboozled, that they're not a part of the functioning of this government that they pay taxes to.
I just have a hard time believing this because, you know, it just seems, dude, that, you know, conservatives, you know, sound like liberals and liberals, you know, sound more progressive and conservatives sound more progressive. They're using,
yeah.
you know, their ideologies and you know, mannerisms and all that stuff, and they want to sit here and censor, you know, people, dude, that will think outside of the box. Like one of the questions was, you know, who do you think would be the next, you know, president? And I sat here and I called it and I said, you know, after the election of 2016, after Donald Trump and after, you know, we've made so many new gains, You know, how can we ever go back, dude, to like a Bush era neocon, dude, or somebody, dude, that's not even free speech, like Marco Rubio, or I mean, all the candidates, dude, that they're listing the possible 2024 candidates, I would never vote for in a million years, dude, because Trump changed the game. I mean, despite what you think
that's
of him,
why they hated
you know,
him. You know, that's why they hated him so much. You know, he was a true outsider.
When I voted for Donald Trump, dude, I felt free. I felt like, you know, this is the first time, dude, that, you know, that I'm getting a candidate, dude, that is going to do something, you know, and things like that. Yes. You know, there's parts of, you know, our community here on RBN, because I've been listening to you guys for 4 years, that feel, dude, that Trump has let you down. But, you know, it is the fight, dude. The overall things, the intangibles, dude, that Donald Trump brought, dude, that set him apart, dude, from these Bush-era neocons and all of these politicians that don't care about us and things like that. And I'm just afraid, dude. I'm afraid in this country, dude, big time, every day. I mean, you know, I served in the military. Yeah. And I was in the Army and all that stuff, dude, and I can't talk about certain things. But on the other hand, you know, it's like I could never draw, dude, you know, a firearm, dude, against another American citizen, but it just feels like this society, dude, is pushing us towards it.
Yes, I agree with you. Anyway, listen, Marco, we're starting to get close to the end of the show, and I got a bunch of callers waiting on the line. So thank you for your input. Thank you for your call. And we're going to switch over to David in Boston. David, welcome back to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Michael. Hey, it was great to hear our Lady Claire. She demurred when I told her that I'm convinced that she taught Stephen Cohen everything he knows.
Yes.
So now, since Claire demurred to that, I want to see how modest and how humble and demure Layla from Canada is. So,
she's the next caller.
Yeah, Mike, I'm absolutely convinced that Layla taught Hanan Shaarawy everything that she knows.
Well, we'll be sure and ask her when we switch over to her.
Oh, she's on. Okay. Hey,
yeah, she's the next call. Layla is the next call.
Yeah, okay, great. Mike, last night I saw shocking photographs that could be on the cover of any tabloid of Donald Trump with Melania and Ghislaine Maxwell and Epstein, Jeff Epstein. One picture, Trump has his arms around Ghislaine, one arm around Ghislaine, and another arm around Melania. And trust me, Melania
is not dressed
the way she dresses as First Lady. Have you ever seen some of these photographs?
I've seen them, and I know that Trump's enemies are trying to make a big deal about it. But you also need to remember that Epstein and Trump were very wealthy. They moved in the same social circles. So it would have been far more strange to not have an instance where they were meeting each other and socializing with each other. I don't see this as being a really big deal.
Mike, the problem with that, I heard him with his own words saying that he's denying he ever met Ghislaine, and then saying, she may possibly have been at a party that he attended and all that. He denies any relation, and they're all lovey-dovey with their.
Well, I hadn't heard that part. I hadn't heard Trump say that.
Absolutely, okay. Right. He completely denies it, but it's important because he's compromised, and that explains all these appointments.
These are entirely possible.
Huh?
You know, Epstein may have compromised our entire upper level of government. If you go back to the flight logs on the Lolita Express, I mean, anybody who was anybody was taking trips down to that island in the Caribbean. Anyway, listen, David, I hate to be brusque, but we're running out of time, and I do want to switch over to Layla in Canada. So thank you for the phone call. And Layla, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
First, Dave's comment about Hanan Shaarawy. She was actually the girlfriend of Peter Jennings, who was probably the only prominent news anchor in the U.S., first the Canadian, who was cognizant of the dilemma of the Palestinians.
Yes.
And he died of cancer, which I think we recognize cancer often occurs after someone has contracted a virus. Never mind that he was a smoker, whatever excuse was put out there, but he was silenced.
Well, you know, Layla, there was that big scandal where there was a vaccine that was put out that had cancer genes in it. was a big stink. I think this was back in, you know, it was a while back, and the vaccine was recalled. But boy, if you want to get rich in the medical industry, the first thing you do is you make everybody sick.
Yeah, well, a lot of the genetic engineering was done in Israel, and I'll discuss that another time. Right now, I want to get to the concept of, you know, the Rothschild having been the first Jewish bankers that parasitized everybody and the entire financial system. Cuneiform tablets were found during excavations by Americans, and I can no longer find it online. I found all the details of their activities in what used to be called the Jewish Encyclopedia from 1906.
But okay, Layla, got to put you on hold. I got to put you on hold. Don't hang up. I'm going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extend your life with Extendovite, a 7-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalized blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and stayed upon a computer alone.
And welcome back to our show here, last segment of our program on this Pow Hana Friday. We're talking with Layla in Canada. Layla, just sort of pick up where you left off.
Yes, the first records are cuneiform tablets that were uncovered during excavations done by Americans in the late 1800s, and they found a whole household with recorded the clay tablets recording business activities by the bankers known as Murashu and Sons. That's M as in mother, U-R-A-S-H-U and Sons. They existed at least from 400 to 500 BCE during the Babylonian, within the Babylonian city of Nippur, N-I-P-P-U-R. Yes. And their activities extended during the reigns of the Persian monarchs, during Artaxerxes I and Darius II, as well as Artaxerxes II. They would give loans to people and demand collateral of their cattle, their grain, the harvest of their crops, as well as their anything that they had. And they used to charge 20% interest. If they defaulted, they would then charge 40% interest. Once they took over the assets of the people who obviously defaulted, they converted that into silver coinage, which brings to mind the image of Jesus in the temple throwing out the money changers, because yes, they were there acquiring more of the livestock.
Okay,
now,
Layla.
Now the word Jewish.
Layla.
Okay,
Layla.
Yeah, I know the show is over.
Yeah, the show is almost over. I'm going to try and fit in one more call here. Steve in West Virginia, hello. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? We lost Steve. Let's go to Miles in Maine. Hello, Miles. Make it quick. We're almost at the end of the show.
That's right. These calls need to be limited to 3 minutes. Dave went on, and the next call was Layla, and instead of him yielding the floor, he keeps talking. Now I'll get to my question, which will take under 3 minutes. One, I want your opinion. What do you think we should have all these polling places have be camered and all the workers have body cams on them? Secondly,
I think it would be a really
Trump
good idea.
Why doesn't Trump get out here and give a $1 million reward for the arrest and conviction of anybody providing testimony that leads to the prosecution of anybody with irregularities in this election? I'm not going to take up all your time, but I want you to think about what I said. Thank you, Michael.
Well, you know, I mean, the local laundromat and the banks, they all have security cameras recording what's going on. And the idea that polling places can't have those basically tells you, again, it's not transparent. It's not verifiable. And unfortunately, I apologize to my remaining callers because we are pretty much at the end of the program. It's been a heck of a week. And like I said at the top of the show, I'd like to predict that next week is going to be calmer and quieter, but I would be lying to you if I said that. So please stay tuned to the John Stedmiller Show. He's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of WhatReallyHappened.com. Apparently, Richard Carey is going to be the guest host on John Stadmiller's program, so stay tuned for that. We'll be back on Monday. Aloha, America.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. 919-910-1037 or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.